They're overpaid public servants are. They're overpaid public servants. They get too much holidays. Join the private industry. They'll know what we're up against.
So you're saying no to a pay rise or a bonus big time. Or holidays?
Yeah, big time. Privatise the feckers.
You're a former airport worker. A lot of airport staff had to continue. Some flights continued. Should people like that also get some sort of bonus to say thanks?
I think some people who are on the front line should definitely actually get a little bit extra for all the extra hard work that they did. And people, a lot of people went beyond call of duty, I think, as well. Yeah, definitely.
My view as a health worker is that we've been very lucky to have a job during the pandemic. Loads of people lost their work. Yes, we worked hard. We went above and beyond at times. But look, it's difficult times for the economy. And I think, you know, we need to maybe just pull back a little bit on demands for rewards and more time off. My view is that I'm lucky to be in a job, and I certainly wouldn't be accepting a pay rise if I got one.
And you're a frontline worker, you're actually in scrubs at the moment.
Yeah.
You had a difficult pandemic. How was it for you professionally and personally?
It was very busy, yeah. It was very busy. And it was a stressful time. It was an upsetting time because we, you know, looked after lots of sick patients who died, and other services were curtailed. But as long as people are paid equally and fairly for doing the same work, then I don't necessarily think that, you know, we should be demanding more time off when the economy could be on its knees in a couple of years' time.
So you're aware that the economy could be the fact that the money is borrowed. I mean, if you did get a bonus, or even if you were given 10 days leave, you'd have to be covered with someone else, and that costs money.
It does. And the reality is that if you're offered, you know, they're offering more time off, often our services are so depleted at times that there is simply nobody to cover people who take extra time off. So my view is pay people equally, fairly, resource the health system, and then you don't need to be talking about giving people 10 days extra off. That's going to cost the economy a load of money.
Do you feel appreciated? Do you think the public did appreciate you through the pandemic, being frontline health worker right there in the front?
I do. I think people, the vast majority of people, were very appreciative of the work that was done at the front line. And, you know, we were only too happy to provide that. That's what we did medicine and nursing for. So, you know, most of us didn't anticipate a health crisis like this or a public health emergency like this in our lifetime. I was just really felt lucky that I was in a position to help.
Do you feel relieved it's finally, well, fingers crossed, coming to an end?
Yeah, I think it's been a tough time for everybody. I think, you know, socially, medically, economically, it's been a tough 18 months. So it's great to see things with a semblance of normality returning now.
Well, I'm a healthcare assistant, so I definitely think that there should be some sort of bonus or time off.
And would you accept leave, or would you like, you know, a once-off bonus or even a pay rise?
I would personally accept leave or a bonus. I think either, just to be acknowledged.
So it's about recognition, it's about being acknowledged, a thank you,
more so
than the actual money itself.
I think so, in my opinion, yeah, just to be acknowledged and thank you.
And how hard was it through the pandemic working away in your line of work, frontline?
It was extremely hard, yeah, it was the hardest time since I've been working there anyway. A couple of people died. I work in a nursing home, so.
So it was hard?
Yeah, it was.
Very hard for everyone.
Yeah.
Yes, I think they should get an extra week's holidays and maybe an extra month's pay.
A week's holidays and an extra month?
Month's pay.
Pay?
Yeah. Pay, exactly.
And you think that would be a good way of saying thanks?
I think it would. Yes, indeed.
Should we open it up to supermarket workers? We know lots of them did get an extra 10% pay rise last year. Should we open it up to the guards, to also paramedics, everyone?
Yeah, I think so.
When you give leave, it still costs money because someone needs to cover them.
That's right, and they are using other staff. We should bring back the other nurses, you know, that might want to work, you know, the older nurses.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They should give them something. They deserve it, to be honest. They really do, all the work they're after putting into it.
They should get more leave.
They should be given the choice. They should be either given the payment or the leave, whichever they prefer. But they definitely should get something.
They should get something.
Absolutely.
And should we open it up to other frontline workers, not just HSE?
I think retail.
Retail as well?
Yeah, because they were the forgotten people in pandemic when it started, you know.
And they, you know, didn't get much.
No.
And they had to carry on working.
And it's a sector that's underpaid as it is without a pandemic.
A lot of supermarkets did give 10%, but many, many news agents, many, many other people
didn't. There's many small outlets that, you know, abused the situation as well. I have a daughter that works in retail, so I know.
And what do you mean by that?
She works in a shop.
And she had to carry on at just the minimum wage?
Yeah.
She didn't get anything extra?
She got some form of vouchers, but it wasn't great.
It wasn't
they had to
much.
Spend them in their own. No, it was €35 or something, you know. So.
They should get paid decent wage for the work that they do. When our politicians can give themselves a raise time and time again and neglect the backbone of society, it's an unfair society.
They should get it. They should get a bonus.
A bonus. How much should the bonus be?
They should get something, yeah.
A few hundred more? A month? A week's wage?
Well, a month's wage, I'd say.
You think a month's wage would be nice?
Yeah.
And where will this money come from?
I don't know.
More borrowed money?
More borrowed money, yeah.
Through the pandemic, these frontline workers had to really put themselves out there. They put themselves at risk. Mentally, it was draining. Mental health suffered. But should we open it up also to people who've worked in nursing homes and care homes who also saw a lot of death, a lot of suffering?
If you do that, you have to let an awful lot of people say in retail worked.
So they should get something too?
Busmen.
The bus drivers.
But you couldn't open up to everybody because it just cost too much. A one-off payment maybe to the HSE workers.
A one-off thank
you. Of a bonus.
And how much should that bonus be? A week's wage?
How long is a piece of string?
And where does it stop? I mean, if we give everyone free money.
Exactly. So, it's very difficult to decide.
Can we just say thank you? Is that enough? Or just give them...
I don't think thank you is enough, no.
A full-time pay rise. Maybe something like that. A few percent pay rise.
Maybe a pay rise. And maybe a couple of days extra holidays. Just for a couple of
something.
A year.
Not 10 days, just a
no,
few
no,
days.
No.
Just a token.
Yeah.
Gratitude. And do you think they have been appreciated, these frontline workers? Did we take them for granted?
I think we do take them for granted. If you go into a hospital or anything like that, just, they're there. That's their job. But
it's a lot more than
we
that.
We all should know that it's not just a job. It's a vocation.
Deducted TDs and the people in charge money. Yeah, give them the 10 days. They deserve it, the people in the HSE.
So basically tax higher earners to pay for...
I mean, the government has taken a bonus. So, I mean, should the people who actually did any work and actually did that and have benefited people, like, should they not be the one getting it?
And how was the pandemic for you?
Shocking. I work in hospitality, so I was out of work for most of it.
So it was very, very difficult?
Yeah, it was very draining.
And
then I found even... Mental health? Yeah, very draining. It wasn't great. And there's not enough mental health supports. It's really, really awful in this country, and especially during the pandemic.
So you struggled as hospitality, you were out of work?
Yeah, in and out of work, and then they kept chopping and changing the rules when you go back. There was nothing was set in stone. Yeah, it wasn't great.
So it's hard even to talk about?
Yeah.
You work in childcare, and you would have had to continue for frontline workers looking after their kids. Should you get something?
I believe we should, yeah, definitely. Like, it's very nerve-wracking going in and... You're unsure who is protected and who isn't protected. Do you know what I mean? And you're dealing with small children.
And it was a difficult year and a half, difficult
it
2 years.
A very difficult 2 years, yes.
Still difficult.
It's still difficult. Like,
it hasn't gone away.
No. And you're still worried, you know? You're like dealing with small children, you're picking them up. You're dealing with all their bodily fluids. It's that simple, you know? You wouldn't be doing it like unless you love it. And,
but there's a huge risk there.
There's a huge risk. And also, like, you're still now with them changing about close contacts and stuff like that, and then you're having to keep children out. Like, they've left a decision to us to make a decision that a child is unwell, oh, they've a runny nose, they can't come in. And then you have parents who are trying to get to work, and this is happening every couple of weeks, you know, something's going on with their children. Like, it's very difficult.
I think the frontline workers should get it.
They should
definitely
get something. They should
absolutely
get...
yeah.
So what would you think they should go for? A leave or a bonus or both?
Oh, I think they deserve a bonus.
They get something. They're entitled to something. They've worked very hard for the people.
So you do appreciate them?
Oh, most certainly.
You don't take them for granted?
Not at all. God, what would you do without them?